Okay, Parshas Drachim, we are in the Derech Mitzrayim, the fifth drasha, continuing. So we had said last time, the big yisod, really, of this whole drush, is that the Jews were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. They got out after, they were only there at 210. They got out 190 years early. And the reason was a combination of two things. One is that they had so many people. They had Shisha Bekarasacha. They gave birth to six kids at once. So they had enough people in a short amount of time to cover the what a normal amount of people working would have been in 400 years. Plus, number two, is that they were worked so hard. Okay, so now we continue, and he wants to explain the medrash he started off with, which is that it says, Dabar na bazne am, they were told to ask the Mitzrayim for their klei kesef or klei zav. And the Medrash says, Shalai, and we know this from Rashi, I'm familiar with it from Rashi, Shalai Yomar, Oso Tzadik, Vavadam, Vavadum, Vino, Asam Kiyem Behem, Vachrechen Yitzir Bechushkad, Lo Kiyem Behem. That it shouldn't be, if the Jews would leave Mitzrayim without, a lot of money, so then Avram Avinu would come and complain and say, Vavadam, Vino, Asam, you did, that you enslaved them, you did, but, that you promised me that they would go out, Bechushkad, that you weren't Mekayim with them. So therefore, Hashem says, "Bevakasha mikem," Jewish people should go get the klei kesef, klei zahav from Mitzrayim. Okay. So the question that many people ask on this medrash, which he brings, is, why do you need that Avram with Avram complaining? Hashem promised Avram that his kids would go out for chush gadol. So he should be saying, go collect the money from the Mitzrayim, because I said you go out with Berachos Gadol, not because Avram's gonna complain. And if Avram didn't complain, Hashem does what he says he's gonna do, obviously. So what's the relevance of Avram complaining? Furthermore, the whole drama, what's the need for the drama? In other words, Avram could have just said, hey, how come you're at Mekayim, what you said, Hashem, that they go out Berachos Gadol? What's the whole drama with the first part? Oh, Avodamino and some that you did, and the other thing you didn't do. So, he's going to explain that partially right now, and the second half as we go along. So, the part we can explain now is, what does it mean, Vavadam vino osam kiyem behem, and Ratzerech rechein yitzir b'choshkal do lo kiyem. So what he meant to say by this is that it was understood, or Avram understood, that his children were supposed to get b'choshkal because they worked for 400 years. So they're supposed to get paid back. That's why he figured they'd go out b'choshkal because they worked for 400 years. Here's the thing, they didn't work for 400 years. So maybe you would say, okay, so then they're not entitled to Rechosh Gadol. But we had just said that they worked the equivalent of 400 years. They worked so hard. So that's why Avram would have said, Avadum, Vavadum, Vino, Asam, Kiyabhem. No, you weren't, the 400 years you said, you didn't do that. Thank you very much. But the equivalent it was, Avadum, Vino, Asam, they gave him such hard affliction. It was like 400 years. Therefore, they should have gone out with Rechosh Gadol. Okay, that explains the half of it. But not why we have to wait for Avram to complain. That we're going to get too soon. Okay. So the way we can explain this is a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara there says, Hatokif ba'avdo shel chaveiro v'aso bo malacha is pater. That's what Rav says. That if you steal your friend's eved, your friend owns an eved, you just grab him off the street and have him work for you. You're putter from paying back the Evid's real owner for the work he did for you. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? If you were Mavatel, this Evid from doing the Malacha from his master, of course you have to pay him. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about where the Evid was on vacation. I don't know, not on vacation, but the master didn't have any work for the Evid. And you grabbed him and you worked with him. You worked him. So you would say, oh, okay, but you weakened my Evid now. The Gemara says, well, a person that doesn't want their Evid getting used to schmying around too much, because then they're going to be too lazy and they're not going to want to work. So he doesn't mind that you asked his Evid to work for you as long as the owner didn't have any work for the Evid to do. He doesn't mind that someone else took his Evid and used him because he doesn't want the Evid to get lazy. He's happy that he works. Okay. That's the Gemara. So now if you apply that to the Jewish people, so it would go like this. The Jewish people are the Avadim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's for sure. Right? We're the Avadim Tashem. Paro stole, was Tokiv Ba'avdo Shel Chaveiro, so to speak. Kaviyachol. He took the Jewish people and forced them to work for him. So we have to say, what does the Gemara say about Tokif Bavdo Shel Chaveiro? Well, it depends. Were they otherwise working for the master? If they were, then the one who stole them is Chayev. However, if they were not working for the master, if they were shmaying around, then the master doesn't mind, even if it hurts them a little bit, because this way, they won't get lazy. So, what were the Jewish people doing in Mitzrayim? Were they being Ovdei Hashem or not? So we know, most of us know, it was full of Midrashim that the Jews were not exactly perfect in Mitzrayim. So much so that when they were about to leave Egypt, or across the Red Sea, so the Midrashim say, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They were both Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I mean, there's tons of Midrashim. It says, the Medrash says, he doesn't bring this Medrash, they were part of the Gaish culture, they were worshipping Avodah Zarah just like them. They weren't acting like Ovdei Hashem. The Medrash he does bring is that they didn't listen to Moshe, Mikotze Ruach HaMe'avodah Kasha, when he came to say they were gonna go free, that they didn't listen, Mikotze Ruach HaMe'avodah, or whatever, when he came back to them. So they didn't listen to Mikotze Ruach HaMe'avodah Kasha. So the Medrash says, Hayakasha Be'enayim Lifash Me'avodah Zarah. That was what it was Kasha. They didn't want to go away from Avodah Zarah. They were into Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. So Bekitzer, they weren't exactly Ovdei Hashem. So they weren't doing Hashem's work. Okay. Well, if you're not being Ovdei Hashem, you're doing Avodah Zarah. So what? So then that means it's like the Rabbo didn't have Malacha for that, meaning they weren't doing Hashem's work anyway. They were being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So then it doesn't matter. Then someone's allowed to take their friend's slave. That's the way they get used to not being lazy. And we know Chazal are filled with that kind of thing, that if you sit around, batala leads to bad things. So maybe by power making them slaves, if they're anyway not doing mitzvos, at least when they're working in the fields and not being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they're busy working in the fields. So maybe Hashem doesn't mind, in which case, in that sense, power is not chayav anything. So he says that's how we can understand the pasuk that it says, Vayitin etzchei na'am be'inei Mitzrayim, that when Jews went around going asking for money, Hashem put in the Mitzrayim's eyes, Chayin be'inei ha'am. If you remember from the last drush, is a lashon of Gnai. Like when the Jews are doing the right thing, they're called Yisrael. When they're not doing the right thing, they're called Am. So in the last drush, he had one explanation for that. That Am is a way of saying a non-Yisrael. I mean, Shevet Levi is not considered Am. So Am is, I'm sorry, Dafke Yisrael. Anyway, here he wants to explain it as the usual explanation, that Am is talking about Jewish people when they're not doing Ritzon Shalmakim. When they're not doing the right thing. So that's why the pasuk says, V'itin is chayna am, because they weren't great, so they needed chayin to get the money from the Mitzrayim, because they really weren't chayav anything, because they were not doing Ritzon Shamakam anyway. And he says, it explains another medrash, also he brought in the previous drush, it says, Yodia drachav, the Moshe racham v'chanon. And the medrash says on that, that it means Yodia drachav, that Hashem told Moshe the kates, that he's taking them out early. Racham v'chanon, what's racham v'chanon? Racham is that the Makos didn't hit the Jews. And Chanun is this chain that Be'nei Mitzrayim, that they were able to get the money from them. So he says, and many ask, what does it mean that the Rachum, that the Makos didn't go on the Jews? Why would you think the Makos should go on the Jews? So anyway, he says it's all one progression, that Medrash. In other words, they weren't deserving of anything. So they were the they shouldn't have gotten anything. And so it's saying, it's all the Chasti Hashem on the Jewish people. That Hashem is Yodiyah Drach of the Moshe, that Hashem worked out that they should leave earlier, had they do that, by having lots of kids and working so hard. So because of that, it came out that they left earlier. That's Yodiyah Drach of the Moshe. And then Rachum, that the Makos didn't hit the Jews, even though they were just as deserving as the Mitzrayim. I don't know, just as deserving. Also deserving like the Mitzrayim, because they were also over the Avodah Zarah. And Chanun, that he gave the Chayin and the Eini Mitzrayim, because they didn't deserve any money. So this is all Chesed Hashem. He took us out of Mitzrayim early. And He gave us the money, even though we weren't deserving of it, and he protected us in the Makos, even though we weren't deserving of it. Okay, he brings another Medrash, very similar. I don't think we need to spend time in it. It's a very similar Medrash again, the same idea, that they weren't deserving of the Mitzrayim, of the money, and Hashem chesed on us and protected us. Okay, but now we get to the more crux of the his topic here. So there's another Medrash in Bereishis Rabba. This is beautiful. It says, L'Avram Hetiv Ba'avur, right? When Avram took Sarah, they went to Mitzrayim, and then Sarah got taken to Paro, and then Paro got hit, and Avram davened for Paro, when he found out it was his wife, not his sister, and he gave, and Melech Mitzrayim gave Avram at the time, money. So the Medrash says, Avram hetiv ba'avura. So the Medrash says, Amar kadosh baruch hu l'Avram avinu, tzei b'chvosh haderech lifnei banecha. Go lay the groundwork for your sons, which is what we call ma'aseh avasim l'banim. Atamotzei kumash kasev ba'avram, kasev b'banav, because everything that happened to the avos happened to the banim. And by Avram it says, Va'avram kaved ma'od ba'mikneh ba'kesev v'zav, and Avram had a lot of money, kesev v'zav. And by Klal Yisrael it says later, after the Aleph Mitzrayim, yotiyem ba'kesev v'zav. That's the Medrash. So that means that because of Maisi Avasim Labanim, so Avram was covered by Mikna Bekesav Bezav, so too clients when they left from time, they would have tons of Kesav Bezav. So the Maharash Yofi explains why are we being Mishtabeach that Avram went out with so much money from Mitzrayim when the whole thing came about through a yucky story. And the answer is because of Maisi Avasim Labanim, but the Parashat Drachim answered it. He says, according to the Ramban, that whole story of Avram going down to Mitzrayim and with Sarah and all that was all an Aveira. He wasn't, the Ramban says, Avram should not have done that. He should not have done that thing telling Sarah was a sister. That was an Aveira to put her in the whole situation, to go down to Mitzrayim. All of that was an Aveira. And therefore, the fact that he left Mitzrayim with tons of money, it's not like something we would say it was a deserving thing, like he did. It was an avera to have been put in that, to be in that situation. So that's this ma'aseh avasim l'banim, meaning he went to Mitzrayim. There was an avera involved, and yet he walked out with a ton of money. And so too the yidden, they would not be doing in the future. They would not be doing mitzvos. They would have done averas in Mitzrayim, and yet they would leave Berachos Gadol. That's the ma'aseh avasim l'banim that the Chesed Hashem did for us, and even we did an Aveira, He still gave us Kesev Zav when we left Mitzrayim. That was the full Maisei Avasim on the bottom. Okay, now we're getting back closer to what we started with, that issue about Avram should have complained. So again, the Medrash says Hashem said to the Moshe, to all the Jewish people, to go ask money from the Mitzrayim, so that Avram shouldn't complain that you were Mekayim, Inui, that you afflicted them in Mitzrayim and you didn't take them out with the Chush Gadol. So it sure sounds like that the fact that they left Mitzrayim with, Kesef Vizahav, that was the Kiyum of Achrechen Yitzir B'Chush Gadol. So that Avram shouldn't complain. It didn't happen, so Hashem said to get it. Sounds like that the Havtacha of Achrechen Yitzir B'Chush Gadol was them getting the money from the Mitzrayim. Problem is that the Medrash says not like that. The Medrash in Yalkut Shmos, it's in Remez Reish Lamed, says Vayeshuva v'yachanu lefnei piachiros kan niskayim hem achrechen yeter b'chush gadol. So when they got to the Pizas Hayam, what we call it, when after the sea came crashing back down on the Mitzrayim and their money floated back to the Jews, that was when they were mekayim achrechen yeter b'chush gadol. So what do you mean? But the medrash we have, it sounds like when they left Mitzrayim with tons of money, that's when it was Mekayim and then Ba'achrechein Yitzil Chush Gadol. That's question one. And this, the second one, is a very interesting question. It says, Avram was promised Ba'achrechein Yitzil Chush Gadol. And the medrash says that whenever it says Achar, so you're so to remember, whenever you find in a pasuk Achar, Achar Hadvarim Ha'ila, Achar means, Samuch means very nearby. Achare means a long time from then, or later. So achare is like later, achar is just after, immediately thereafter. So the achar yechein yitzir b'chush gadol should mean that they'll be in Mitzrayim. Achar yechein means later. So if it refers to what they got at the Yamsuf, okay. But if it's like our medrash that says that it's when they left Mitzrayim, that's not achare, that's achar. They worked for 400 years, and then right before they left, that's immediately thereafter, they got the money. So that shouldn't have been acharei. That should have been achar kein yeter b'chush gadol, not acharei kein yeter b'chush gadol. So here's the answer. Really, the promise of acharei kein yeter b'chush gadol was mekuyim at the Yamsuf at Bizas Hayam. But and with that which we got when we left Mitzrayim, that was payment for the 400 years or equivalent, 400 years equivalent of working that long. That was just payment. In other words, when we got leaving Mitzrayim, that was payment for our work, and we got at Bizas Hayam, that was a punishment to the Mitzrayim for enslaving us so hard, and to be Mekayim Tavram, Vachari Chen Yitr B'chush Gadol. So really, there's all our business in Mitzrayim. So why did Hashem say, go take it in Mitzrayim so that Avram shouldn't say? The reason is because the Jewish people really, like he said, didn't really deserve it because they weren't osim ritzon shel makom. And therefore, it's just like a tokif avdol shel chaveiro, take someone else, a master's slave, and you use him without permission. Well, if he wasn't doing the master wanted anyway, then there's no problem. So really, Paro wasn't chayav any money to the Jews. Uh-huh. If so, so then, the money they got at Mitzrayim was really extra credit. But Avram Avinu wouldn't have known that they were sinners. That's what he says. Avram Avinu wouldn't have known they were sinners in Mitzrayim. And therefore, had they left with nothing, Avram would have complained. So he said that you would have said you were Mekayim Ve'inu Osam, but they didn't leave with a Rechush Gadol. So, to take care of Avram's Taina, not the real Taina. Because the real Achrei Chen Yitzir B'chush Gadol, that was going to happen at Bizas Mitzrayim. Bizas Yamsuf, rather. They were going to get the full payment at Yamsuf. So it wasn't that Hashem wasn't going to do what he said. That whole thing was going to happen later at the Yamsuf. But it was because Avram would have complained because he would have thought, one second, how come they're not leaving Mitzrayim with money? They worked for 400 years. And he doesn't know that they didn't deserve it. He thinks they worked for 400 years and they were doing the right thing. So therefore, he would have complained that they didn't leave B'chush Gadol. So Avram shouldn't complain. Okay, so give them the money now. We'll pay it to them as if they deserved it, even though they didn't. And then at Yom Tov, they'll get the extra credit, Rechush Gadol. Okay, that's his pshat. Now, Medrash, we'll stop here.